It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Was only on the air.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
All right, let's catch our breath here a little bit on Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage with you on this Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Get out there and celebrate everybody with us. Walk around. We'll be doing this in the dead of winter, too, by the way. Then you'll really get a cross look. I had, Paul, last week, I also have a an important corporate meeting that I have to get on for my wife and I's business, which, as everybody knows, are the HTOs. And it opens up, and the first thing I get last week was like, oh, nice shirt. what do you tell? You had the beach? Like, what are you celebrating?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
you made an impression.
I've been rolling with Hawaiians 365 days a year, well before this tradition we've created. I'm gonna try and roll through my entire collection. I don't think I've repeated any yet. Here on Hawaiian Shirt Wednesdays, when Savage introduced the idea, I was all in, baby. All in.
It didn't take much, I remember. Not much at
never,
all.
Never miss an opportunity to let the world know you're not afraid of a good time. So here's another fun story about Hawaiian shirts. I'm going to ask both of you, Paul and Jad, keep your answer to yourself, Jad. I'll ask Paul first.
All right.
Are you aware that it means something if you wear a shirt with an upside down pineapple on it?
No, I do not believe I am aware of the meaning of an upside down pineapple. No.
Jad, are you aware of this?
I've heard of the upside down pineapple cake, but not the shirt.
Yeah, okay, no. That makes me feel a little bit better because I have felt like I was one of the few people who didn't know this. So one of the Hawaiians, and I've worn it on this show, it's my best blue Hawaiian. I actually wear it all the time, which when I tell you this is... it adds a little flavor to that. Love this shirt. Wear it all the time. Apparently, allegedly, wearing a shirt, and listeners, you can chime in on this on our video stream or our phone lines. Apparently, an upside-down pineapple on a shirt or Hawaiian shirt means that you're a swinger. Means that you're ready to swing. That's like the bat signal to other swingers. Like, oh, that guy's, you know. So I've been wearing this shirt for years to kids' events, to sports games, out to the soccer fields. Like my sister-in-law, when I was back home in Texas, is the one who was like, oh, that's an interesting shirt. Well, I was at a fantasy football draft and I'm like, oh yeah, thanks. It's my Hawaiian. I like, you know, and I think, but you know, whatever, you know, you like to party. And she's like, yeah, you really do, don't you? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she informed me and I'm like, oh my goodness. I have been wearing this shirt, you know, once a week for 3 years. And the messages that must have sent. Now, I'm less worried about that than I am the fact that nobody, all of these people out there have thought I was a swinger. And Paul, nobody asked,
well,
you know?
I'll tell you what.
Should I be offended by that?
No. But I'll tell you what, Jad Chambers, his eyes lit up and he says, swinger? You just brought up the word swinger. And Jad's smiling and jumping up and out of
I'm
his
chair.
I'm
allowed to say that on the radio, aren't
yeah,
I, Jeff?
Well, yeah, sure yeah. you can. Yeah, a lot worse been said today. But I'm going home right, as soon as I get home. I'm going to check my closet because I've probably Make got sure. 15 or 20 shirts. I've got to see if I have an upside down pineapple. I don't know. I just checked on this shirt. No pineapples at all on this shirt. So that would be it. But I'll tell you what, if I don't have one, by the end of next week, maybe even by the next show we do on a Wednesday, I'm going to have me a shirt with an upside-down pineapple because it pays to advertise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking on Google right now. I don't know how I didn't know this. The upside-down pineapple symbol has a very specific, it says, and sexy meaning in the world of consensual non-monogamy is commonly used as an identifier within the swingers community, often displayed on clothing. I guess this is a big thing on cruises. I guess that's on a cruise, how you can let people know. I'm not surprised that I didn't know this. I am surprised that nobody has been confused and asked me some uncomfortable questions before.
Interesting.
I must be losing my touch there on that. But no, everybody, if you see me out in my favorite blue Hawaiian, I don't swing. Okay. Yeah. Like we're not into that game, into that world.
Right.
But, no judgment there. If you are, good for you, but not for me. But I've been apparently representing myself as if I were for a very long time now.
Well, all I can say is, you take a look at me. Take a look at me, Jacob. Look at me right now. Does this just kind of reek of sexiness? Come on.
Paul Savage on a cruise ship with an upside down pineapple shirt is
makes
trouble.
Sense. I'll tell you makes that. Makes sense, right doesn't
now.
It?
I'll tell you that right now. What's the old say? If that cruise ship is rocking,
don't come a knocking.
All right, I'm going to get us in trouble here.
I feel myself turn beet red just now.
Yeah, we'll switch this around. Where's Tommy? Usually these are the things I can get to embarrass Tommy really quickly and easily.
Well, so. Tommy's not bought into Wednesdays. Hawaiian Wednesdays.
No, not
right?
He's not in our Hawaiian shirt
he's
Wednesday
not doing
group.
It, yeah.
Apparently Jad's not either. I don't think Jad is caught on yet.
Yeah.
Whatever. Hey, you're supposed to be getting us some KFH Hawaiian shirts.
See,
Paul, that was your mission. Yes, Jad.
Paul never plays along with me, though. Every week I tell him, just tell Jacob that I'm wearing this really magnificent, beautiful Hawaiian shirt, and he won't be able to tell. I don't have a camera on me.
I would swing this camera around to show. Can I do that?
You would swing? You would do what?
Oh, for God. I was going to swing the camera around. Oh, my God. You are one perverted individual at times. Can I do that real quick? Hold on just a second.
The mind of a 12-year-old over here.
All right. We got him.
That's just my.
There he is right there.
That's a regular old hoodie.
That's
a regular old hoodie for Jad.
A regular old hoodie right there. That's what
all right.
Is.
You guys can chime. Am I the only one in the world who didn't know this pineapple thing? Let me know. You can do that through the IHOP hotline, 869-1240, video comments as well, through Facebook, YouTube, X, and of course, watching us on 12 News Connected. Paul, as we go, I feel like you're going to love stuff like this. So Texas football, Arch Manning has come in and been really good. Quinn Ewers looked like the Heisman favorite before he got hurt. Their numbers are both really impressive. Arch has been slightly better in pushing the ball down the field.
Right.
Ewers has been slightly more efficient, we'll call it. Their touchdown to interception ratios have been really good. They've both been basically really good. I was already surprised when Ewers came back and Texas didn't turn the page. Arch Manning, of course, has handled all of this brilliantly. Arch is probably a little bit better of a runner than Quinn Ewers, but he's never pressed or done anything like that. And, his upbringing, that probably doesn't surprise us. What would you do here? I mean, I think you go back to Ewers, don't you? You shouldn't lose your job to injury, especially when you were playing really, really, really well. But, and I don't think that you want to get into a timeshare with those two, but how do you handle this if you're Texas?
Yeah, isn't this interesting? Isn't this a great problem to have, by the way? There's a lot of colleges that would say, I'd take one of these guys, let alone two of them. And by the way, let's not forget Arch Manning, correct me if I'm wrong, but the last number I heard when he signed with Texas in NIL, wasn't it like $8.5 million? It was somewhere.
Oh, I don't know.
In that neighborhood. So,
Ewers is going to be high too, Paul. Yeah, came back.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I like your point is, what do you do? Here's part of the problem. Arch Manning, although he's looked really well, a few of the opponents that he's played, you know, we're not going to test him. We're not going to be teams that were going to give him great pass rush. We're not going to be teams that could defend on the back end as well as some of the teams that he's going to be playing in the SEC. So with that being said, yes, has he looked impressive? Yes, he looked like a really good quarterback, but he hasn't faced anybody yet. That's about to come, and in fact, it's starting to come now. But it's a tough question, but you're right. You got to start out with who you brung to the dance, don't you? Don't you got to at least start with that? And this is still going to be Ewers' position and his number one quarterback status. It's his to lose, and injuries can't do that. Texas is lucky to have an Arch Manning for a backup. Not everybody has, you know, one of the best quarterbacks in the nation as a backup. And I'll tell you what, I admire Arch Manning. I really have a lot of respect for him because he's handled this with deftness, with aplomb, with graciousness, without any sort of exhibition of anger. I really admire the way he's handled it. I don't know if he's that way in the locker room, but I'll tell you what, I really have a great respect. I shouldn't be surprised. He comes from a quality family. You know, Arch Manning is.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be his grandfather, wouldn't it? Being his grandfather. So this is really, he's handled it well. But no, you got to go back to Ewers, I think, don't you, Jacob? You got to give him the start. When he's healthy, he gets the first start back. I think he does.
Yeah, I think you give it back to Ewers. And I don't think it's even like a quick leash perspective or anything like that. I think you let him play. And it's hard because we just saw Alabama lose to Vanderbilt.
I know.
Like that just happened. Mm-hmm. So you don't have a lot of wiggle room there either if you're Texas. Mm-hmm. But it is a fascinating situation. Good problem to have, right? If you're a fan, like you got two good quarterbacks, good problem to have.
Right.
Not any big deal.
Oh,
there.
My gosh, yes.
Let's get to another national story that's been circulating around with, and then we'll come back with some more Royals talk. Robert Saleh, we've had, this happened right when we were on the air yesterday.
Right.
You've seen a statement now from Woody Johnson saying it was all his decision.
All him.
Nobody believes that, by the way.
No.
Whether it was his decision. What I don't think happened is Aaron Rodgers went to Woody Johnson on the flight back and said, hey, he's got to go, right? What I do think is it was a fractured relationship between Rodgers and Saleh that clearly pushed Woody Johnson to make the decision, whether anybody was asking for it or not. Anybody with two eyes could see that situation and know, yeah, that's not going to work. And again, I'm never an advocate for firing midseason. I'm never an advocate for, giving in to Rodgers and his demand. And I don't think these were demands, but at the same time, like if you can see this thing spiraling out of control and you know it's not going to work, don't you have to make a change? Mm-hmm. I really don't have any issue with what. And again, as we briefly mentioned yesterday, what are you going to do? Not play Aaron Rodgers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all those millions of dollars of guaranteed money at the age of 40. I could tell that this was going to happen. I mean, we've all seen how many times, 50 times, maybe you've seen that hug between the two, between Aaron Rodgers and the head coach, and Aaron Rodgers definitely pushes him away. And it's not like, and of course they made it out to be, well, it's like a joke, something was going on between them. But watch the facial expression of Aaron Rodgers. It's like, hey, get away from me, man. There's no funniness to it. There's no smile to it. There's no smirk to it for pushing him away. It was anger in the eyes. That's the very moment I knew that something was up between these two and something was going to happen between these two. These two had lost confidence in each other. And maybe Saul's not the one that lost confidence in Rodgers, but I guarantee you Rodgers has for Sola.
It's irrelevant, right? Why it's fractured. The point is it's fractured.
It is fractured.
And again, if you have two eyes, it's Super Bowl or bust for the Jets this year.
But you
that
can't,
team ain't win, you can't that tell, team ain't winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can't tell me the owner didn't call Aaron Rodgers. I
can tell you that. He didn't have to.
Oh, he didn't have to. Maybe.
Because, you don't want to alienate him to everybody else on the team. Even though they already suspect it and kind of feel that way, what you definitely don't want is anybody else on the team definitively saying Rodgers made that call. That's why Woody Johnson's out there front-facing. But Woody Johnson made that call because of what he could see with his own two eyes. And this is not going to win a Super Bowl. So why not make a change? It's not like Saleh had all this success beforehand, right? He hasn't. He's like 20-36 with what most people would call a very talented roster. No, they haven't had a quarterback, but a lot of teams winning with you know, questions at quarterback at a little higher clip, especially when the defense has been that good and all these things. Robert Saleh is going to land on his feet. He's going to go be a D coordinator and be really good at it again. And maybe he'll get another chance. Let's get a quick phone call in here to the IHOP hotline that'll set us up, I think, for our final segment, which will be Royals Talk. Monty on the line wants to chime in. Kevin Saul talking about those 85 Royals. Monty, a fond memory for you back in 85?
Oh, fantastic memory. I had the good fortune to go to three of those games at the K. I went to game one, game two, and game six. And game six, as he was talking about, was one of the most fantastic sports experiences because ninth inning, and George Order was called safe, but then Dingle, and the stadium in a matter of a minute maybe went from total despair to total ecstasy. It was incredible.
And then playoff baseball.
I think we lost your connection.
But your point is good. That's playoff baseball, man. That's what makes it so great. The intensity. Even in, you know, watching that Dodgers-Padres game last night, man, it's just, you're sitting there in the, I think it was the eighth inning when they brought him in and they bring on their closer and the lights go dark and everybody's phones light up and it's just so good. Like, when you think of drama in sports, and I hate the Yankees. I hate the Yankees. Don't get me wrong. As a fan, right? As a fan of a team that they knocked out of the playoffs, the only times the Rangers ever had the opportunity, and it wasn't very many. The Yankees are the team that could not even come close. When I think about drama in sports, it's pretty hard to top the drama of the late 90s Yankees.
Yeah, boy.
When they'd get the ball to Rivera, and it, like, oh man, playoff baseball, so good. So good. Royals get after it tonight. We're going to come back. We'll tell you about that game. When we return on Sports Daily, it's all Brockton Savage. Don't go away.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.